The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, April the 20th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled The 25th Anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. And the time is 7:30 a.m. here in the UK, making it 2:30 a.m. over on the east coast of America, and 11:30 at night yesterday on the west coast of America. So welcome to all of you wherever you are listening throughout the world. Okay, before we get into shows I have listened to, I'll let you know what I've got queued up in case it gives you any ideas. I've already listened to the latest People's Voice. Docs reveal Israel-Iraq conflicts planned 100 years ago to spark World War III. Many of you who've studied, been involved in this as long as I have, will immediately note a reference to the Albert Pike Mazzini letter in there. That is brought up, obviously. But again, I believe that all this stuff is theatre and we're just watching it. I remember Brendan O'Connell, who I had on the show once, had actually gone to Iran to escape persecution in Australia, and the ins and outs of it were basically it's the same people in charge over there. They can make them out to be whatever the mainstream media make them out to be. But that's why I think we're seeing these so-called tit-for-tat missile strikes that apparently haven't done any damage either side, apart from the aid workers that were killed, that nobody seems to care about. Rishi Sunak in the UK, I'm not sure that I presume he's paid tribute to them, but I haven't heard any condemnation of the attack on Israel or any sanctions on Israel for what they did to some British citizens. But of course, some people are more British than others when it comes to things like that, aren't they? Some people get more rights and more respect. I've also got the rightstuff.biz show from yesterday queued up. Seventh Son is not well, and he wasn't on the Wednesday show. And on the bright side of that, the Wednesday show, certainly, I haven't listened to the Friday show yet, wasn't interrupted by annoying adverts that he freely admits he puts in there. The problem that we have over in the UK isn't so much a financial side of things, although I don't use Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, so I have no idea of how I would subscribe to the rightstuff.biz. But the way that if they decide to come and take you out, as it were, arrest you, lawfare, all this sort of stuff, with something like that, they'll say, oh, this guy subscribed. And then they'll look at all their content and they'll say, this guy was paying for people who use all these, you know, certain language that they use over there, which I don't use. But I listen to it because some interesting points can be raised, not all the time, but enough for me to go and listen, that I might not have otherwise thought about. I think Mike Enoch is a very interesting speaker, and I think the others too do bring up some interesting stuff too. But we're in a quandary over here, because if you're seen to be paying for stuff like that, then they could actually use that against you in court. Not come after you for doing that, but use it as other evidence in a case that they would build around you. When you've got situations like Sam Melia, he had a book by Oswald Mosley by his bed or something, and that's brought up in court. I mean, that's not illegal. It's just, you have to be so careful over here these days. I've also got a Slattery and Colette sorry, not Slattery and Cot, put Mark, let me get it right, Dr. Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff. They did a double bill yesterday. They did Patrick's National Bugle Radio Hour and Mark's the Dankoff Report Hour. And what I've heard so far is that they're trying to emulate Lou Reed's Metal Machine music with a combination of distortion and feedback. Although there has been one point that Patrick raised, and that was in reference to the Speaker of the House, who he refers to as Dick Johnson, which I found thoroughly enjoyable. So that's what I've got lined up, apart from three Michael Francesi audios, or their videos actually, but you know, I take the audio out. They're from his Prison Stories section on his website, not his website, on his YouTube channel, Michael Francesi. Mob Story Monday, Prison First Day in the Hole. Carmine Persico, Boss of Columbo Family, 100 Years in Prison. And My Short Stay on Death Row as a Made Man. What delightful titles. Okay, so now let's move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows that I've actually listened to in the last week. First up, I've been listening to some different types of shows this week, most of which I found on, guess what, Michael Francesi's YouTube channel. Michael Francesi is a former mafia boss who is now a Christian, and interviews a vast amount of people on his YouTube channel that has over 1 million subscribers. My favourite so far is a two-part Table in the Back show with Sammy the Bull Gravano, which was originally broadcast on October the 4th and October the 11th of 2023. In this two-part show, these two former mafia hoodlums, now in their 70s, muse upon elements of today's woke culture and give their opinions on those elements. A fascinating and often funny show, which I have already listened to twice. And folks, that bit was scripted, the first bit of the show, my description of those Francesi shows, so I'll let you be the judge of whether I'm better scripted or unscripted. Right, moving on. Jeff Rentz had Misha Popoff in the third hour of last Thursday's show for a programme entitled Where Can We Go? Is Anywhere Really Safe? Anyway, from 27 minutes in, Misha revealed that he and his family are facing deportation from the United States when their visas expire, despite having lived, worked and paid taxes there for over 10 years. So please keep Misha and his family in your prayers. Misha is a very good friend of mine, and I pray his future is resolved to his and his family's satisfaction. Next, Paul English had Paul Beaner and Patrick Chenol on for Paul English Live, episode 33, which you can find at paulenglishlive.com. This was a great conversational show, which largely focused upon the topic of usury. Next, the comment of the week, and this is from a Before It's News article entitled Simon Parks and Benjamin Fulford. It all comes down to this. It's about to go down. And here is the comment from Anonymous. Will the lies ever end? This entire website is chock full of cabal-controlled BS. Next, that show I didn't listen to last week from Before It's News, Judy Byington, Unredacted, Global Martial Law and Lockdown. All US highways will begin to shut down. Blackout necessary. Special Intel Report 4/18/24. As I always say, go figure. Next, my favourite show of the week, and this was Nick Griffin's show from last Tuesday, April the 16th, entitled Andrew Tate's Dirty Secret, that you can find at his website purge.tv. So much information in that show, I have even cut two segments out for the Limey's Show intro segment that I will broadcast on future Limey's shows. Got one lined up for tomorrow's show. This really was Nick Griffin at his best, and once again made me realise why he was such a popular guest when he joined me on ACH back in those more fun-filled times when I was broadcasting a show every day of the year. And finally, every week I'm going to endeavour to listen to a show I have never heard before and report on it here. This week, from Before It's News, Strange Types of People Are Beginning to Appear All Over the World by Grace for Purpose. This was a 22-minute Christian message that unfortunately didn't tell me anything that I hadn't heard before. Okay, so let's close up with some headlines from independent news websites. Where are we on the clock? Just turned 10 minutes. So where are we? Here we are. IndependentNewsRT.com. Let's see what's going on here. NATO member accuses Russia of exploiting migration. So, not sure what all that is about. Something to do with Finland criticising them for using asylum seekers from the Middle East against the EU. Well, I hear a lot of these pro-Russian people. I mean, I've actually been to Russia, so I can say a couple of times I've been to St. Petersburg, and it seemed to be all white when I was walking around, but that was back in 2015, and that was even before I think Sweden started having the problems that it was having, because I went to Sweden a few times, because that was sort of where the boat used to go around Scandinavia, that sort of way. Israel minister under fire for lame Iran tweet. There's nothing really jumping out here, is there? Let's move on to Rents.com. And thank Jeff for hosting the Limish show and the Dr. Peter Hammond show, which incidentally is on hiatus for a few weeks. I did say on Tuesday's Dr. Peter Hammond show we would be back next Tuesday. I got a bit confused. I knew he was going on a speaking tour. I thought he'd be able to do next Tuesday, but he can't. So he'll be back in about 5 weeks' time, I believe. Okay, so let's scroll down to the headline news section of Rents.com. Brave soldier, aid worker and truth teller, US-born Donbass volunteer Russell Texas Bentley story, because sadly, Russell Texas Bentley is dead. No cause revealed, but there is a Sputnik article here that actually I got that from Mark Dankoff earlier in the day when I woke up. He'd sent me that as a message. So I want to extend my condolences to Russell's family and friends. And let's go down further here. Israel assessing its new strikes on Iran. Israel's strikes on Iran appear to be limited. And let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. See what's going on over there. Uncontrolled fire headed toward explosives. Goose Bay, Newfoundland, Canada. Updated. 10:44 p.m. EDT. So, yeah, that's about 5 hours ago, I guess. Israel attacking Iraq, or was it the USA? And then cyber catastrophe in progress, and then another article on the death of Russell Texas Bentley. Okay, so let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Mark R. Elsis, and thank Mark for his promotion of these shows. Right, just wait for this to load up as I have a drink of water and bang the glass down on the side. Sorry about that. Oh, and we're at the top. ACH2341, Dr. Peter Hammond, the real story of the origin of the term genocide. I urge you to keep a copy of that, folks, if you do like Peter, because, as I say, won't be on for another, I think he's back in 5 weeks. He's going to a couple of places. I'll update you more about that. I think he has said on the show he's visiting the United States and the UK. So hopefully just keep up with Frontline Fellowship website. You can find all his website links on the posts for his shows with me on my website, achshow.com. And maybe you'll be able to get along to see him speaking in either the United States or the UK. Okay, so let's scroll down, see what's going on here. Skynet has arrived. Google follows Apple, activates worldwide Bluetooth LE mesh network. I think Skynet was out of Terminator, which I only first saw those Terminator films in the last year, I think. And this is an article by Patrick Wood. Then we've got Israel is starting World War III by Kulak. Interesting name. That's some sort of Russian type thing, a kulak. Origins of the First Europeans by Robert Seffer. That's a Rumble video by the looks of it. And I've already given my opinion on the Israeli start in World War III, and I think the whole world is a stage. Many people disagree. Many people that I listen to follow geopolitics, like Dr. Patrick Slattery, Mark Dankoff, and Mark Collett. They can be critical of people who think the whole world is a stage and nothing's really going on that's genuine, but that doesn't stop me listening to them. I still keep my mind open for their opinions on some of this actually being real. I've just, after over 20 years looking at this sort of stuff, I've got so long in the tooth and so tired out of being asked to put faith into certain world leaders that, in my opinion, wouldn't be there unless they were part of this cabal. But as I say, on this show, you be the judge. Let's go over to censored.news, Mike Adams' news aggregate website. Hand-picked breaking news headlines at the top. Iran says no external aggression following mysterious drone attack. War on Gaza. Google fires dozens of employees protesting controversial Israeli contract. And then we've got Brighteon from April the 18th, so that'll be Thursday's show. America's Republican leadership is a suicide cult. What I never understand about this website is it's, I believe, controlled by Mike Adams, who also runs Natural News. And yet, you'd think that he'd have his most recent shows, you know, prominently placed. But the third headline down is the Thursday show that he did. Where's the Friday show? Wouldn't that be one of the first things you would do, put it up on the top of a on another website that you control? I mean, I do apologise if I appear overcritical today. I mean, I'm not really bothered one way or another because I don't tend to listen to him that often unless he's got a particular guest that I'm interested in. But I've just always found it a bit strange that his own website seems to pick up news from his own Natural News website so late. For example, Natural News at the top here. So that's in the middle at the top of censored.news, as you would expect it to be, because he owns censored.news as well. But the most recent headline is 11 hours ago, and then all the rest are 17 hours ago. So if I click on Natural News heading and see if there's any more recent headlines on that, see what's going on here. Latest news. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It just seems a bit strange to me, that's all. But never mind. Let's move on to, where are we? Beforeitsnews.com and see what's happening with our top 10. So I just seem to have closed the wrong window down, but I'm still being recorded. So just scroll down here. And let's timestamp this. It is 7:46 a.m. UK time, Saturday, April the 20th, and this is the top 10 from Before It's News. Number 10, went up 10 hours ago, got 117 people viewing this one. On the fringe, deep state failing in multiple places. Courts sham wow, a scene on TV must video. And there's a picture of Trump and someone else there, so it's presumably about the Trump trial. Number 9, went up 15 hours ago, got 118 people viewing this one. New Benjamin Fulford, Illuminati Faustian Pact, event gold-backed deal reached. Friday geopolitical. Okay. Next, number 8, went up 10 hours ago, got 130 people viewing it. Live, new Michael Jaco and Lieutenant Scott Bennett, Army PSYOPs officer on the escalating war between Israel and, then the headline runs out, presume Iran. Next, number 7, went up 5 hours ago, 138 people viewing this. New David Rodriguez and the Ghost. America has a big problem and you must prepare for these scenarios. Number 6, went up 4 hours ago, 176 people viewing. A warning from a wise old man. This will happen next. The trigger event for World War III. Is this? That says Canadian. I don't know. Is there a guy called Canadian Prepper? Maybe that's him. Not sure. Headline runs out again. Number 5. Went up 8 hours ago. 190 people viewing it. X-22 report. Deep state warns cyber attacks will wreak havoc on our infrastructure. Trump card coming. Number 4. went up 3 hours ago, 266 people viewing. Situation update. Was World War III triggered? Israel attacked Iranian and Syrian nuclear sites. Iran announced and headline runs out. Number three went up 10 hours ago, 279 people viewing this one. Joe Rogan Experience 2138 with guest Tucker Carlson video. I won't be bothering with that one. I'll be going back over to Michael Francesi. Number two went up 6 hours ago, 306 people viewing this one. Live new Estrianon, great Trump intel for April's month of tomfoolery via Truth Stream 2024, 9 p.m. Eastern. And number one, quite familiar to the top 10, this is the Michelle Moore Show. Mike Gill told viewers months ago about Trump's three options. Something big is coming. Oh, really? Video. That went up 9 hours ago, and it has got 320 people viewing it. Okay, let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me today on I'm Talking to You, episode 115, the 25th of anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. Get the words right. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I hope this is the start of a wonderful week. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. Until then, folks, bye for now.